All right, Brooke is on a 2-game losing streak
right
now.
Not anymore, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, well,
coming in hot.
You're still on it.
Still, woo! Yeah,
no.
But you have a chance to end it today. Okay. You will have your work cut out for you, though, when you play Ross from Burien. What's up, Ross?
Hey, how's it going?
Not Ross from Friends. Disappointed.
No, I'm sorry. I own the stores, though, so that's the other thing.
You own what?
He owns the stores, Ross.
The stores, Ross.
Oh, the Ross stores. I like those. Okay.
He's that Ross.
We're talking to Ross.
Mm-hmm.
Are you friends with TJ Maxx? Are you guys like best friends?
Not anymore.
Oh, falling out.
Yeah. Sorry.
God, that was bad. Don't ask about Bed Bath & Beyond, okay? Whatever you do.
Let's send Brooke out of the studio, though. And Ross, while that happens, you know how the game's played. You have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know one, just say pass. And you have to beat Brooke outright to win. You ready?
Yes.
All right, your time starts now. On this day in 1993, which rapper released the hit album Doggy Style?
Snoop Dogg.
What university is home to the Fighting Irish?
Notre Dame.
In the nursery rhyme The Cat and the Fiddle, who runs away with the spoon?
Mouse.
Who directed the 80s film E.T.?
Steven Spielberg.
In its entire history, how many prisoners successfully escaped Alcatraz and have never been found?
Three.
The pastry called an éclair originated in which country? Wow, that was a great round for you, Ross. Let's bring Brooke back into the studio. Here we go. She's coming in.
Oh, wow.
And I'm looking at my phone screener here. It says, Ross, that you've had 30 jobs by the time you're 32 years old.
Whoa.
Yep.
Ross, it's usually not a good thing. It usually means that you...
Nope, never been fired.
Really?
He's just constantly getting promoted every single year.
Yeah, obviously. That's the... You got it, Jeff.
Yeah.
Better than my answer.
What's the favorite job out of the 30 that you've held? What's your favorite?
Oh. College bookstore. And actually, the same time, I was working at a winery as well, so...
Winery slash
college bookstore.
Got it. I feel like Ross and I could be best friends.
Yeah, books and wine.
I actually do, yeah.
That's right up Brooke's alley.
You want to be part of my book club, Ross?
You used to be 50% off wine, so...
Oh, okay. Well, now we're even better friends.
Oh, wow. And I got to say...
throw this game just for Ross.
Brooke, you don't have to.
You have your work cut out for you, okay? You
got to
bring it here. Your time starts now. On this day in 1993, which rapper released the hit album Doggy Style?
Snoop Dogg.
What university is home to the Fighting Irish?
Notre Dame.
In the nursery rhyme The Cat and the Fiddle, who runs away with the spoon?
The dish.
Who directed the 80s film E.T.?
Spielberg.
In its entire history, how many prisoners successfully escaped Alcatraz and have never been found?
One.
The pastry called an éclair originated in which country?
France.
What did Fred Flintstone always have around his neck?
Dino bone.
All right, we got our answers in. It's going to be a close one today. Let's go to the scoreboard and find out how you did with Jose.
I needed to take a dump. I could not hold it anymore.
Bolaños.
Ross, you did so good. You got 5 correct
today. Ooh, dang, Ross.
And Brooke.
Yes.
You got also 5.
All right, I will take it.
Oh, no, Ross, I'm sorry.
I told you. We're like twins.
Good job.
That Flintstone question.
Yeah.
She got an extra one.
I know.
Too.
We're drunk people who like to read.
Let's go over the answers for everybody here. On this day in 1993, Snoop Dogg released the hit album Doggy Style, which would go on to win Billboard Album of the Year.
Nice.
The Fighting Irish are part of the University of Notre Dame. In the nursery rhyme Cat and the Fiddle, the dish runs away with the spoon. Steven Spielberg directed the 80s film E.T. In its entire history, there have been 3 prisoners from Alcatraz who escaped and never were found.
Wow.
Frank Morris, Clarence Englin, and John Englin.
Did they go together?
Yeah, they did.
They did? Okay.
They got married, actually.
Oh.
No, they didn't.
The pastry called an éclair originated in France, and Fred Flintstone always has a tie worn around his neck.
Oh, now you
say
it.
I know,
tie.
When you ask it, it's like, what was it?
Yeah.
So, Ross, I'm sorry. Because we tied, there's not going to be any cash today. But just for playing, you want a $25 Kid Valley gift card where you can get made-to-order burgers, shakes, and sides. Little known fact, Jose eats free at Kid Valley because of his enormous calves and terrible posture. He actually looks exactly like the Kid Valley logo.
Nice.
Yes. Perfect.
I see it.
And chances are Ross probably worked at Kid Valley before.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Congratulations on that, Ross.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be back to play Winbrook's Bucks same time tomorrow.